you may be sitting so totally that you do not even know what day it is. So I will tell you today is the fifth day of this session. Five. Go. What a wonderful ring. Five. Go in Japanese. This is also the sound of awakening. Profound awakening. Today is the day of awakening. The fifth. This is also the day of Bodhidharma, the memorial day of Bodhidharma. Five, awakening. Someone asked why we haven't had Doksan in the mornings. It's because there are so many of you here ready and waiting for the sound of the bell to storm into Doksan. So many practitioners, we need time. If we have it in the morning, the breakfast bell has to be delayed. Many of you have many questions and many involvements that take time to go through, so Doksan's become very long. We become so involved in theories and thoughts that we aren't able to immerse ourselves wholly in practice. You have read and studied, and you are caught up in concepts. There is somewhere a sense of, I know. Dogen Zenji, the founder of Eheiji, was himself in his youth quite a scholar. It is said that he read and studied the entire Buddhist canon three times. His intellectual understanding was astute, but it is often said, knowledge is delusion. I know. That is conceptual, intellectual understanding. As long as you are discriminating, as long as you are judging with your head, no matter how far you take it, you will not know the genuine. If you are skillful, you can create great feasts, or you can sculpt great Buddha statues. But you cannot create even so much as a single finger of yourself. The finger cannot create itself. Self is not created. But when there is awakening, there is understanding. Ah, a finger, you here. I see. I see. This is finally to know yourself. There are many, many great brains in the world busily comparing and calculating and analyzing. So it's very easy to think or feel that you have understood something. But that thinking or feeling is still mere fancy. You must let go. There must be awakening, clear awakening. Because Dogen understood this, he wasn't deceiving himself with mere thought and feeling. He understood the necessity for awakening. If there is to be true satisfaction, there must be awakening. So he decided to go to China. He was driven to understand, to find the genuine. He had already sought out teachers and he had found very learned ones, but they were not able to lead him to the understanding that he sought. You yourself must have a driving problem, your own driving problem. You must be firmly convinced that awakening to self is the only way. It is truly the only way that you can possibly be satisfied. Easy. Dogen's time came for him. He became ripe for awakening. He was ripe to receive the great compassionate blessings. This time a follower of the way advised him to go back to call upon Nyojo Zenji on Mount Tendo. Upon meeting Nyojo Zenji, Dogen's restlessness dropped away. Then he was able to pour heart and soul into just sitting, carrying through. Thanks to his unflinching determination to do Zazen, Dogen's practice matured, bloomed. He was ready to receive self-realization. This will not come to you if you are indolent, if you lazily lay back, asking to become mature. You must give your life, lay it on the line with this one doing. Laying your life on the line is not something in the future. It is something done this one doing. Give everything to this one doing, not looking off. One doing, no distraction. Concentrate your all, begrudging nothing, holding nothing back in this one doing. At this time, everything becomes peeled away for you. For Dogen, it happened when a fellow practitioner next to him fell asleep in Zazen. So you see, anything can be the immediate stimulus. This is the compassion, the boundless compassion of the Buddhas. The merits of the Dharma teachings of all the Buddhas and ancient teachers fill the unbounded universe. May the Buddhas and ancestors extend their compassion to me. This compassion is all-encompassing. The long-held habit of looking away from true self is sliced away for you at the root. Body and mind dropped. Dogen followed Nyojo to his room. Why have you followed me? You know, I often think that I could ask you, why haven't you followed me? It is very mysterious to me why you don't see it, why you haven't followed me. His teacher asked, why have you followed me? Why have you come? Of course, Nyojo already knows the answer to his question. Dogen has walked in so briskly, ta, 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 ta. Nyojo knows self, Dogen knows self. One, life is one. All existence, one. Nyojo and disciple Dogen are one, one root, one body. When we attain enlightenment, we are one with Buddhas and ancestors. This one truth is all embracing. There is no holding, no grasping. What need for the right hand to grasp itself? Why falter and grasp? Why have you come here? I have come, body and mind dropped. His response was direct, so straightforward. Just as it is, body and mind dropped. There is only this. But Dogen, everything cleanly dropped, still begged his teacher not to easily confirm his understanding. He wanted to meet with truth at its depths. He would not be satisfied with only a glimpse. But Dogen's understanding was not a mere glimpse. Endlessly, 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 completely cast off, nothing grasped. The genuine self, the petal of a cherry blossom, petal by petal, one and the same. Dogen Zenji saw this truth, the one in the all in the one. All the universe in this cherry blossom petal. Nothing was ever separate, cut off, in pieces. If there is still the perception of distinction, let go, let it go, let it go. It is only discriminating mind, chop, 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 chopping the world into pieces. In reality, there is only this one. There is nothing to let go of. Release, let go of that stingy grasping tendency, your habit. Body and mind dropped, forgotten. Let go, everything is let go. Set free, nothing lingers. To think of dropping everything may be an uncomfortable thought. That's just a thought. Please, for once, let everything drop away. The hand, the foot, the eye, the ear, the head. Be empty. As you are, empty. Body and mind dropped, forgotten. When you drop body and mind, forget about them, and throw yourself into the house of Buddha, then all is done by Buddha. You are in accord with Buddha, and you are free from birth and death, and you become a Buddha without effort or calculation. The petals of the cherry blossoms scatter in the breeze. Heaven and earth, one root. All beings, one. It is so close, so close, so intimate. So you hesitate to see it. Instead, you look for it far, far away. It appears to be elsewhere. What is the farthest place of all? The eye cannot see itself. The genuine cannot be taken away, cannot be harmed no matter what. Vast like the skies, universal, complete. Nothing too little, nothing too much. Vast like space. Now, here. Truth is right here. Buddhas and ancestors of old were just as we are now. We in the future shall be Buddhas and ancestors. Revering Buddhas and ancestors, we are one. One with Buddha, one with the ancient teachers. Awakening Bodhi mind, we are one Bodhi mind. The Buddhas extend their compassion freely, without limit, freely. And we are able to attain Buddhahood and to let go of that attainment. Listen. Compassion is this thorough, this complete. This immediate. Nothing, here and now, nothing is held back, nothing is hidden. The treasure of all treasure is now, from the first, yours. Only you must not look away. So Shakyamuni, the world-honored one, had to exclaim, "Wonder of wonders, wonder of wonders, all beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. You yourself must come alive to this truth, universal and utterly intimate. It is unconstructed, uncreated. It is, simply is. Heaven and earth, one root. All the myriad things, one. We are all masters of working our hands. This is it, that is it. We are masters of the this is it, that is it mentality. We want to entertain distinctions, and we are jerked about by our habits of discriminating thought. So for once, open up, let go of everything, earnestly do this one doing. Earnestly and kindly, so kindly, do this one doing. Shikantaza, mu. Count this one breath. This one breath. I am pleased to be you. This one. Up to now, you have been caught up in something, in this or that, this and that. Getting caught up makes you so small and mean, ever calculating, thinking, calculating, grasping. And you are enchained by that which you grasp. You forfeit your freedom. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now become enlightened. In this life, save the body which is the fruit of many lives. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we are now. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we are now. Enlightened people of today are exactly of those of old as those of old. Who is it who is most intimate with the genuine? Who is the most genuine? Genuine is now, here. There is no distance. So, do what you are here to do, briskly, clearly, with courage. The roots of great belief, great doubt, great determination, determination. Stay with it until the time that you can satisfy yourself as to who you are. Follow through until you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all is good. One. All the world is one. Everything is my life. All beings are my lovely children. All beings. My life. Absolute all. Not chopped up in pieces, this and that. Absolute all. Please, more, still more. Give it more. Be all that you are. It is so close, so intimate. Steadily, steadily, open your palms wide and release. Grasp nothing, hold nothing. Do not linger, Do not judge. Do not be hasty. Do not be lazy. Be one with this. Be one with this. Be one with this. Allow no cracks. Become your practice, this one doing. The genuine is always right here, now. The genuine always is now, here. So all is well. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.